This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. While reading Isaiah 29 and 30, I was impressed with the prophet's observations about worship. God's criticism of their worship is unsettling because I recognize similar characteristics in the worship of the church today. In chapter 29, verse 13, the Lord says, "These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is made up only of rules taught by men." They were going through the motions, shallow and superficial. In 30 verses 9 through 11, God says, "These are rebellious people, deceitful children, unwilling to listen to the Lord's instruction. They say to the seers, 'See no more visions,' and to the prophets, 'Give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things, prophesy illusions. Leave this way, get off this path, and stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel.'" They had their own agenda, no room for God and His truth. Finally, God says in 30, verse 18, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for Him." God desires true worship. He wants to bless, so don't be obstinate, substituting your way rather than pursuing God's best. How misguided! The antidote is genuine worship, coming from a heart and mind open to God's Word. Be teachable. Look for and wait for God's blessing. Be expectant. Be still. Don't rush into God's presence. Be patient. Worship that flows from a heart that is genuine, teachable, expectant, yet patient, pleases the heart of God.